Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May 25th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great restorative solutions we have. We reject revolution but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. And it is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday, you got to dig that as well. And let's talk about yesterday's quick broadcast. Well, I should say it was a two-hour broadcast. I call it quick because we can do a recap of the show. You know, the news we talk about is worth repeating. It's worth highlighting. It's worth focusing on. That's why we do the recaps, ladies and gentlemen. We talked about good news. NFL owners to players, stand for the anthem or be fined. AFA, American Family Association. Now you say, Sam, what's up with that? You know, well, you got a lot of complicated First Amendment discussions surrounding this. The private NFL, I say private meaning it's not a government entity. And the team owners, they have every right to say, employees, you're not going to grandstand on my dime. You're not going to Shanghai the NFL and hold us hostage and hold the fans and citizens hostage while you protest. You're not doing that. You work for me, just like any other business. The employer has the right to say, you're not going to do that on my dime. While you work for me, you're not doing it. Now, the players, if they want to protest on their own time, go ahead. Have a good time. By all means. That's kind of the point here. So the NFL and the teams have every right to say this. The players, if they don't like it, they can stay in the locker room. Those are choices. But that's what you get if you want to sign a contract to work for these guys. And I wouldn't protest at my work either. Now, on my own time, I can protest, and it's my First Amendment, and I can say and think and believe and do what I want to do. See, there's an appropriate balance. So it's only good news in that, hey, they're standing up and not holding their fans hostage. Donald Trump, though, goes a little too far. He says players unwilling to stand for the anthem, maybe they shouldn't even be in the country. Now, here's the problem. I think that's a very scary statement from a president of the United States. But at the same time, he has every right to say it. That's President Trump's First Amendment rights. I have my First Amendment rights to tell you that I agree or disagree. You have your First Amendment rights to speak out or to think whatever you want to about it. Judge, in my opinion, wrongfully rules that President Trump cannot block his Twitter foes. I think he should be able to. I think Donald doesn't lose his First Amendment rights and to associate with who he wants to, free association, just because he's president. Look, I can't get to President Trump even if I want to. Trump said his campaign was spied on and called it Spygate. Could be one of the biggest political scandals in history. The Republicans and Democrats, according to Judge Napolitano, are both coming out of the, quote, secret briefings with their own take. They have their First Amendment rights to think that. Jared Kushner has finally received his permanent security clearance. They say he passed with flying colors, no red flags. My response is, why did it take so long then? And why was he denied a temporary clearance along the way? What would justify that abuse? Mr. Holman, he's with ICE. He says animals kill for survival. MS-13 kills for sport. Amber Athey with the article. Is Mr. Holman able to speak out and have his First Amendment? Demonetized, Amazon cuts off conservative blog. It's called Legal Insurrection. Cuts off the blog without warning. Does Amazon have the right to, you know, back and reject whatever speech they want to? These are serious First Amendment discussions, ladies and gentlemen. That was Hour 1 of Liberty Roundtable Live, all about the First Amendment. We better be very careful when we want to shut down somebody's First Amendment rights, folks, because tomorrow it could be us. Remember very clearly, I support your right to your free speech as long as you don't promote criminal activity and or literally intentionally libel and slander someone. There's lines to your First Amendment. It's not just you can do anything and say anything you want to, but you do, for the most part, have free speech. And I, even if I disagree with your free speech, I'm going to defend your right to your free speech. That was Hour 1 of Liberty Roundtable Live. It is available on libertyroundtable.com. Check it out. Hour 2, we talked about President Trump tells Kim Jong-un, summit canceled, but thanks for the hostages. We read the letter, so you know what Donald's saying. Kim Jong-un firing back, saying I'll meet anytime, anywhere. Kind of making Donald look a little foolish. Because, you don't want the North Korean guy being like, I'm willing to have diplomatic discussions and the Americans not willing to. So that's a little bit of a backfire, if you will. It's very hard to get the truth on who's really saying and doing what in a full picture view. You know that? That's very difficult to do. Stephen Paddock story. That's the shooter in Vegas, right? The police department was forced by a court to release 2,100 pages of police reports, witness statements, and dispatches. I guess the police department down there was in a court battle to keep that stuff secret. Why would the cops do that? Why would they want to create secrecy around that? See, in America, we really got a transparency problem, folks. Brothel ban question divides residents in Nevada County. Wow. Do you want brothels in your county? I certainly don't want them in mine. I'd push for the ban. You say, Sam, don't they have the right to do what they want to do? No, I don't think so. When you create a moral hazard on society, and I think the more we promote this stuff, the more hostility happens towards women. Where's the Me Too movement for women that want to protect women from brothels and sex slavery and trafficking? And it goes on and on. That's heightened when you have brothels around, folks. But in these articles, they're pitching how awesome it is to work for a brothel. I mean, you get these lunch breaks and all kinds of benefits, they claim. 401ks. I mean, it's just like the awesome job. See, they lie, folks. Gambling and prostitution and drugs and sex and violence. It's all bad for society, folks. Our founding father said you have a republic if you can keep it, referring to the morality of the nation. Alexis de Tocqueville said, you know what? America's great because America's good. You want to make America great again? You got to make America good again. Good meaning moral, folks. Turning to God and obeying God's law. There's no other way around it. The truth is the truth, and it shall set us free. The FBI is under fire after acknowledging that they, meaning the FBI, has repeatedly exaggerated the number of locked smartphones. They've done it in public speeches. They've done it in congressional testimony. Bottom line is, the FBI got caught lying again, folks, and violating privacy. Wow. We need to create accountability, I'll tell you that right now, folks. Rocky Mountain Power funds a middle school renewable energy project with solar panels. We got to get government out of the middle of funding and subsidizing solar energy. Let the free market work, folks. If these solar panels are viable, they'll end up on rooftops. If they're not viable, they won't. But we need to get government out of the mix. Government creates regulations. And you go study the solar panel industry. How many government-backed private companies have failed? How much money have we spent for naught on this? It's just getting worse by the day, folks. Comcast prepares to top Disney's bid. Disney bid $50 billion for Fox, and now Comcast wants to top that. No wonder we can't play with the big boys in the media. It's too much cash. Billions and billions and billions of dollars. But you know what? On a shoestring, the Widow's Mite Radio Network sure has an incredible impact, don't we? LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. If you want to help us, if you believe we provide value in the news and the coverage and the commentary, then reciprocate and donate a couple of shekels to help us, would you please? Deep inside the Malheur Wildlife Refuge standoff, there's a guy who wrote a book about this. He was deep inside. It's called Chosen Country, the name of his book. James Pogue is his name, and he wrote details about what happened with the Bundys. He was embedded. It's a pretty good indictment against your belligerent federal government, folks, and a pretty good vindication of Bundy and crew. Wow. Roy Moore to announce filing a lawsuit in Gadsden. Roy Moore saying, you know what? You guys literally defamed me. You guys lied about me, and I'm going to sue. Now, I hope and pray for Judge Roy Moore, but I don't have confidence in the courts. Oftentimes, it's a very high bar to set. We've been down this road of saying they've libeled and slandered us and everything else. It's a very tough bar to set, so I pray for Roy Moore. Don't know how well his lawsuits will go in the corrupt courts, though. Representative Paul Gosar calls for Paul Ryan removal as speaker, wants to replace him with Jim Jordan. Well, Jim Jordan's better than most, but not who I would pick. China, good news, considers ending birth limits as soon as this year. Does that mean less abortions in the communist nation of China? Well, if so, good for them. I hope we have less abortions, less murder in China. I hope that folks can focus on the family over there. And I hope we can have less abortions in our country, too. I'd like to make China great. I'd like to make America great. I'd like to stand for pro-life across the globe. All races, all people everywhere should be able to multiply and replenish the earth and follow God's law and be blessed as the family, the fundamental unit of society, gets its, I don't know what you want to call it, due place, fair shake, proper focus, highlighted as the solution to many problems in America and around the world.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Kirk Crosby joining me from the road. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You are very welcome, my friend. So that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. I'm telling you right now, LibertyRoundtable.com is where the archives are. They're absolutely free. And if you believe our broadcast provides value to you, insights, commentary, news, friendship, family atmosphere, the whole bit, then please reciprocate. Please help us grow our presence in the media. It takes money, folks. Radio is not cheap. It's expensive as all get out. Now, I don't want you to fund my family. I got a day job, but I do want you to help us grow our presence in the media. You know, for us to travel, for us to be live at the Republican National Convention, for us to be live at the Donald Trump inauguration, for us to be live at the National Press Club, and to do a lot of the things we've done, it takes a bunch of cash. Not only do I got to take days off of my work, my day job, but then I got to fund it to do it as well. It's very difficult. And so we really request, if you believe that we provide value, then reciprocate. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. Click that donation and, you know, do the best you can. Okay, $5 makes a huge difference. $1,000, you know, whatever the case, whatever you can do, we're grateful for it. All right, Kirk Crosby's with me. Headline says, Argentina's warning. Currency reserves aren't everything. Latin American country had a record amount of money, I guess reserves, if you will, just before it was forced into the arms of an IMF bailout, Kurt. What's up with this?
Well, it's more of the same old deal with the, fiat money and that kind of thing. And just imagine if the Argentinians or any other country, you know, decided to use honest money and didn't play the, you know, fake money game or the fiat money game. And where they would be, but it's just the same old thing. We see it time and time again, whether it's Venezuela or, you know, they're probably in the worst shape. But, you know, you've got so many of these countries, you know, they think, well, the solution is look at those Americans, man. I mean, they got a dollar that they just print, but we might as well just print money. Man, if they could remember the days when we had, you know, when America was great and we had our sound money, honest money with gold and silver certificates, gold and silver, man, what would life be like even for the Argentinians?
Well, and you got to kind of wonder, though, if they had plenty of reserves and stuff like that, why would they be forced into the arms of an IMF bailout? That's the International Monetary Fund bailout, right?
That's exactly right. And what are reserves if you, if all it means is you just have a pile of paper money, you know?
Well, so the real discussion is when you say that they had plenty of reserves.
Right.
All right, had record dollar reserves. What does that mean? Because is it real wealth? And the problem is if it's not real wealth, if it's fiat in nature and it can go up and down and then I guess what we would say is they had a lot of worthless reserves?
Well, I remember being down there, you know, from 77 to 79. I was not in Argentina, but I was right next door in a country called Uruguay. And while I was there, you know, I mean, I remember showing up. And when you got there, a dollar bill from America, which wasn't, you know, that was just a Federal Reserve note then, was basically you could get about, seemed like it was about 5 of the pesos, you know, from Uruguay.
Now, let's be clear, though, so people understand, pesos from different countries are different. This is a Uruguay peso, right?
Right. But, you know, I'm telling you, Argentina is pretty close. And they're,
no, I understand. I'm just making the point so people understand that it's not the same as a Mexican peso. They have different ratios is my point.
Right. That's exactly right. It's everybody doing their own little funny money thing. You know, I remember 2 years later when I was leaving, it was about double that. So, you know, and that's using the American dollar, which, you know, wasn't even sound with silver or gold, you know, just the Federal Reserve note. But the people there would, you know, save American dollars. And so what they're talking about there in Argentina is they probably had a bunch of Federal Reserve notes that are basically their, quote, reserves. And yet, you know, all that is a maybe a little more sound fiat money system. It's like saying, hey, you got all these fake money systems now. Yours is just a little better than my fake one, you know. But wouldn't it be nice if the whole world did the whole make America and the world great again and used honest money? Wow.
Well, that's what we'd hope for, to say the least. And Argentina's given a warning, folks, that reserves don't mean much if you're still tied to a fake scenario, a dishonest money supply. And I think the Argentine warning, is that how you say it, Argentine? A warning is valid, Kurt.
Yes, I agree.
All right, I guess there's a cryptocurrency. There's a cryptocurrency billionaire. And I guess he's trying to split California into three states, Kurt?
Well, we've seen some reports about this before, Sam, you know, where you've got people in, especially in California, in other places, even Texas, where they get kind of tired of, you know, what they'd call taxation without representation. We feel the same way many times, you know, where we are. And so then they, you know, want to move towards something where they maybe have better government, you know. And in California, there's a move for like a northern and southern California, or you know, different breakups there. And this guy happens to be a billionaire in the cryptocurrency world. And you know, one of the sub headlines is basically that hey, this hadn't been done since the Civil War, you know. So in other words, there hadn't been too many new states for a while, although the Puerto Ricans are trying to get one, and, you know, why not the Californians that might want a little bit more freedom, you know?
What do you think? He wants to break the state into three parts. The guy's name is Tim Draper, right?
That's the way I remember it, but I think it's a long shot, but hey, you know, the guy went after Moby Dick, you know, And we might as well, you know, try for freedoms.
Let's be clear about the precedent for this, Kurt. You would say, if you don't understand the Constitution, you'd say, why would they want to do this? And the answer is because there was always a big battle historically in the Founding Fathers about big states versus small states. And they tried to put together the best check and balance to give appropriate representation they could. And they put all kinds of things in place to try to create a fair balance. But one of the things that's important to understand is the number of congressmen and how senators are elected and things like that. And so when you start to say the senators are elected by the people instead of the states, a.k.a. the 17th Amendment, you kind of say they've disabled one of the incredible checks and balances that gave the small states more power and gave the states some influence, a seat at the table at the federal government. Secondarily, you look at the number of congressmen, how many congressmen ought to be related to a representative. I mean, how many congressmen ought to be in a given state based on representation and population. And you start to kind of say, you know what? I get this idea to want smaller political jurisdictions or smaller municipalities in which we might be able to advocate a little bit more for our purpose, our needs, our focus. And I think that's at the heart of it. This constitutional understanding of the Founding Fathers, Kurt, I think this guy's right.
Yeah, I mean, imagine, you know, the guys in, I think Rhode Island's the smallest state, if I remember right.
Which one?
Rhode Island, if I remember
okay,
right.
Okay, by size of area, that's probably true. In terms of population, I think it's Wyoming.
Is it? Okay. Well, anyway, both of those states have two senators, and so does California, as far as I know. California is the largest state as to representation, and,
yeah,
but not size. But you know,
yeah. So Rhode Island has just over 1 million people. Wyoming has over about 500,000 people. Kurt,
and what you ask Alexa that, and she told you that?
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's amazing.
But I happen to know Wyoming from the top of my head, just because I live next state over. But I did ask about Rhode Island. That's right.
That's amazing.
Kurt's just pointing out, when you guys think I'm super smart, it's not really true, and he's right. All right, hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Kurt on the road, Sam in studio. And this guy's trying to break California into three states, and at first it sounds subversive. But that's only if you don't understand the appropriate relationship between the people and those who represent them. And when you kind of get the understanding of the Founding Fathers on that, pretty soon you go, hey, pretty good idea, huh? All right, hang tight, folks.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher-tify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense, as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
I want to provide a little bit more insight into the comment I made right before the break. You know, Kurt's basically just showing you that I'm not very smart because I got to rely on Alexa or some of these things. You know, I just want to point out that computers are much better, ladies and gentlemen, at looking up in a database and clearly just pointing out facts. So, by the way, Alexa just in the background said, I'm not sure. Right? So she doesn't even know what I'm talking about right now. Anyway, what I'm saying is computers are much better at just bringing facts that are associated. Hey, what's the population of this? What's this person's name? What date did this happen? You know, factual data that could just be pulled from a database. No doubt a computer's going to be much better at memory and you know, recall in that kind of a sense than a humanoid is. However, I submit to you that there's not a computer on the planet that can break down politics and break down discussions of morality, discussions of understanding of the founding fathers, like we can. So I look at this Argentina's warning. Currency reserves aren't everything. They had record dollar reserves just before they were forced into a meltdown by the International Monetary Fund. So they're saying, be careful, folks. Fiat currency's bogus. And then talking about this cryptocracy billionaire, again, fake money billionaire, Tim Draper, he's doing a good thing. And he's trying to basically split California into three different states with a goal of having appropriate relationship between population and representation. I believe it's a wise point that Tim Draper's trying to focus on. Now, I wish I could get a hold of this cryptocracy billionaire because maybe he'd fund Liberty News Radio. And we could really use the support. An angel investor would be incredible. Anyway, I digress, but to say that, you know what? Computers might be better at just recalling facts that you document in a database over and over and over recall. But they'll never be as good as people are in terms of relating information. And you could say, no, Sam, AI's come a long way, buddy. Yeah, I get it, folks. But I'm telling you right now, if you think robots are going to take over the world, you've lost your marbles. Humans are much, much better at contextual reality, much better at putting together not only facts and recall, but relating information. Humans have emotions and a moral code, a relationship to God. You got to understand there's a difference here. So I submit to you that even though Siri might be able to, or in the other word, that A word, Alexa, might have a leg up on me when it comes to just recalling things. They don't even come close when it comes to pure raw intelligence, ladies and gentlemen. What do you say to that, Kurt?
Well, I agree, and I know how you've taught us about the computer and how, you know, they've got to have a programmer and that kind of thing. One of the things on this California deal that it brings up reminds me of that thing where we learned about how in the original days, you know, the individual was represented by a senator and then by a congressman and or woman, I guess, in that case. But they were a lot easier to communicate with, or at least to represent their people, because they didn't have so many to represent. So
yeah, it was like 1 to 35,000 or less kind of a thing, right?
That's right. If we had the same representation now, then we'd have a whole lot more in the House of representatives.
And, yes, sir.
You know, it's certainly worth talking about and, you know, trying to improve things so that those representatives aren't basically just kind of controlled by big business, big government. You know, all that kind of thing.
Yeah, you're right. And let's be clear, the representative, the congressman, was a direct representative of the people in a very small political subdivision of an appropriate number of Americans or population to a given representative. It was a direct relationship. The Senate, though, was supposed to be voted on and elected from the state legislative body. Separating, you know, there's a removal a little bit from the people to the senators so that the states actually had a representative at the table as well. That's been dismantled in the 17th Amendment. And so by the time you give the states no seat at the table because they don't have a direct representative anymore, and then by the time you increase the number of population to a given representative out of proportion, you've lost a lot of representation. A lot of the component that made up a republic, we've moved a lot further towards this slide towards democracy, which is the danger. And so this gentleman, this cryptocurrency billionaire guy, Tim Draper, spot on his understanding and everything else. And so I'd like to get a hold of the guy and interview him about it if we could. All right, News Corp. I don't know much about News Corp, but they're a big gargantuan media control group, I guess. They control as a gatekeeper what we get to see and hear and believe and think and everything else. Nevertheless, I guess they're calling for a social media algorithm review board, Kurt. That's scary as all get out.
Well, and when you read through the story, you find out what these guys are is basically your big newspaper guys, especially. You know, many of them have like websites and all that kind of stuff, but they certainly weren't first on the block. Many of them were kind of like the Blockbuster guys versus Netflix, you know, when the Facebooks and the Googles and the, you know, all those guys were in their early days, the newspapers were like, ah, man, you guys will never, you know, you'll never have the power like us. And so they, and that, you remember when Blockbuster did that with Netflix, oh, you know, you guys, you will never be big like us, you know.
Yeah, you're right, and they don't have a clue, but here's my problem. You would say, well, Sam, aren't you for kind of a social media algorithmic review board? And, you know, I mean, look at these algorithms. You know, you got YouTube abusing people and Facebook abusing people and Twitter and everything else. It's out of control. Don't we need to review this? My response to that is yes and no. Yes, I think what they're doing, a lot of it is wrong. Dennis Prager agrees and is suing them, by the way. I think a lot of this might belong in the courts, but a lot of this has to do with, you know what? If you don't like how their algorithms are, write an algorithm you like. Okay, that's the American way, folks. If I don't like the way somebody's doing something, if I don't believe they're doing a good enough job and I can do better, the American tradition, the American way is to say, I'm going to do it better and I'm going to beat you at your own game. And I'm going to, okay, that's what we need to do. My problem is, hey, do I want to put a newspaper control group in charge of deciding what algorithms and reviewing the algorithms? And all they're going to do is make the algorithms later in the game. You'll find out that all they've done is skew the algorithms towards newsprint. They haven't done anything for Sam Bushman in the new age of digital media at all.
And that's exactly what I wanted to bring up with this story is that these guys are the guys that would spike, you know, that's the name of it, spike stories in the past that you and I would have loved to see brought out, you know, like stuff about the unconstitutional Federal Reserve or stuff about the IRS or stuff about the 17th Amendment. There's so many other things. You know, these guys they were the gatekeepers for so long, and now they're upset because somebody else has come along and basically taken their gig. And that's what I see.
And this is their hope to create a mechanism by which to remain the gatekeepers, to remain in control. And so I reject it. Is the point that we need to look into how these algorithms work? Yes. Dennis Prager will get to the bottom of a lot of that with his lawsuit, and we'll find out what's right and wrong and get a lot of details. But you know what? If you don't like YouTube, folks, why don't you build a better video service? And that's the problem that I have with Patriots. They just want to run around and complain about everything. The newspapers had control. Now the new media and these big gargantuan digital companies have control, and they're the gatekeepers. But if you want to circumvent the gatekeepers, then build your own. And you would say, Sam, that's a lot of talk. And my response is, no, we walk the walk too. We literally put together a radio network 25 years ago. We've been on the air for 25 years, and we don't rely on all their algorithms. We don't rely on YouTube. We don't rely on Facebook. We pick friendly partners, and we build our own institutions. And you could say, yeah, Sam, but you're so small. And my response is, if we had a lot more money, we wouldn't be. If Americans participate in the solutions, whether you like, you know, radio, or whether you want a YouTube, or whether you want whatever, you got to back it with your money, your dollars, your effort. You got to build it. And that's really what I'm saying. And so I believe that we've led by example, Kurt, in the point we're making here.
Yep. That was another point I wanted to bring up. You know, and you're right on target there, Sam.
And I know we're small, and I know we're not perfect. But again, this is two guys, Sam and Kurt, right? We're really the only ones that work on Liberty News Radio. We're the only ones that do this talk show. And now there's other people that have come to the plate, like James Edwards many other talk show hosts that we appreciate and like and we syndicate. So don't get me wrong. I'm not minimizing their involvement, but I'm saying this started with a dream between Sam and Kurt. And the two of us side by side as brothers said, we're going to do something about this. And this is the result of our efforts. LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyRoundtable.com. It might be our meager contribution. I get it, but it is doing what we talk about. We walk the walk. You know what? Behind the scenes, we're doing exactly what we're advising others to do. And I don't like the idea that we're just going to complain about YouTube, complain about Google, and complain about Twitter, and complain about Facebook, and complain, complain, complain. You know what? I'm done with that. Bust out and build something, Americans.
That's right.
And so I reject the control board. However, they will make no difference to us, even if they get off the ground, Kurt.
That's exactly
the only way they'll have a road against us, and I'll tell you how in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam and Kurt on your radio.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt on your radio. The only way that the News Corp can have a negative effect on us, really, that I can see, or I should say the biggest way, maybe not the only way, is this News Corp CEO's calling for Social Media Algorithm Review Board. Okay, now they can do whatever they want to. They're trying to reinsert themselves as the gatekeeper here, and I don't care what they do, except for, Kurt, if they try to get to government, and then they try to use government to create regulations that pull the lever in their favor against the rest of us, then they might have something that could, you know, create serious problems. So we do got to watch this. We got to be aware of that. That's my biggest concern. Any comments on that, Kurt?
It wouldn't surprise me at all if that's not exactly what they were working on.
Yes, sir.
But anyway, like you say, you know, whether it's Dennis Prager or Alex Jones or so many others, you know, that might feel taken advantage of by the, you know, Facebook crowd, the YouTube crowd or whatever, you know, like you said, we got to create our own institutions and do those things so that the good things can happen. Just like the people that complained about the government school systems, whether the homeschoolers or the great private schoolers that are moving forward with so many solutions these days, there are ways to make things better.
Amen to that. There's a person in my area that I believe to be a wonderful person. I'm not going to give names, Kurt. But I believe this person to be an absolutely wonderful, faithful, God-fearing, wonderful, wonderful person. Okay? In every way, I would vouch for this person. I think they're incredible. In every way, they're a really, really good person. I think the world of them. And they're running for the school board in my area. And so, you know, I'm sure that they would want me to back them for school board, right? But they know not to come to me to back them for school board, Kurt, because they know that I would simply say, well, why don't you just shut down the schools, pull your kids out, and not worry about it at all? And then I'm sure that they'd be like, well, listen, you know, we got our kids in here. We got to do something to help out the situation. And I agree that having this person there compared to many people there would be a wonderful thing. I believe that this person would make an incredible difference there. But I don't believe in the institution at all, Kurt. And so, you know, it's a little bit of a dilemma for me to say, well, do I want this person for the school board? No, I just want to get rid of the school board. See? And so that's kind of what the battle lines are. But that's the example that I would give is build a new institution. I mean, I guess if I was forced with the lesser of evils or whatever, and they said, hey, we're creating this social media algorithmic review board, Sam, we're gonna create this thing. Do you want to sit on it and help keep it on track? I guess I would say yes. But I don't like that secondary decision about, hey, what am I? Okay, there's already a school board. We can't get rid of it. Let's just back it or be part of it or whatever. It's kind of the same discussion with abstinence-only sex education, too. I mean, I guess if you're going to be forced to have it, it's better to have abstinence-only discussed and in the mix and part of the solution. But I don't think it's the real answer. The real answer is to get the government bureaucrats out of sex education altogether. Quit stealing my money on that altar. Same thing with the school board. Same thing with this quote, algorithmic board, if you will. All right. I guess he was suspended for wearing a Donald Trump t-shirt. Kurt, I guess now he's suing his Oregon government school district Gabby Ferreira writes the piece.
Yeah, it's amazing, Sam. In the days of old, somebody come with some obscene thing on their shirt or other kind of crazy thing on there, and they'd say, well, it's freedom of speech. And now, you know, if somebody comes with a, you know, like in this case, the kid's shirt basically is one of those that the wall just got 10 feet higher. You know,
you can't be talking about that, Kurt.
Use the president's phrase whenever he, you know, he just kind of kids with people. Yeah, you do that. Well, the wall just got 10 feet higher. So that's what this shirt said. And all these people are upset. They wanted that. They want that shirt covered up. You know, the same. I saw a story about that, but the guy said, hey, man, isn't it amazing the hippies of the 60s that used to say, hey, don't censor me and don't, you know.
Yeah, those are the hippies that want to go ahead and censor this kid, isn't it, Kurt?
That's exactly right.
That's they're because all... they appeal to your values when they're the underdog. And once they're not the underdog anymore, they don't care about your values, buddy.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how it really is. And the bottom line is I'm glad this guy's suing a school district. But look, if he'd just get out of the government cesspool in the first place and get out of the government schools, Kurt, he wouldn't have to battle this at all. He could wear his shirt wherever he wants to.
That's right. Well, at least anywhere he didn't get beat up with, you know, whatever. You know.
Yeah, but that's a good point. They'd just beat him up if he doesn't go to the government school, wouldn't they? I mean, see, these people are just off the rails, unhinged is the point we're making, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. All right, there's the Holy Grail of shipwrecks found near Colombian coast. Woods Hole says, I don't know that part, but there you go.
Woods Hole is just, you remember that movie that I talk about every so often? It's called Sahara?
No, I can't remember it.
Well, anyway, Sahara is a movie where they've got these guys in it, and they're basically, they like deep sea divers, and they look for these amazing lost things down in there, wrecks or whatever, and try to bring them up. Well, you know, this is a group that basically does that worldwide in different places, and they've identified this one deal where they figured there's like, I think about $17 billion worth of, you know, gold and silver or whatever down there in this place where it is. And, you know, to me, it was just kind of a cool story where, hey, there's...
So is it real, Kurt? Is this like, a real find in a real scenario, or is this movie-esque?
Yeah, they've sent their... No, this is a real one, but the movie's, of course, not a real one.
I know, I just get so confused between facts and fiction that I have a hard time, you know what I mean? Is this in the movies? Yeah, is this just pretend, or is this real? So you're saying this is like the movie, but this is a real example.
Yeah, and they have a little, you know, basically like a droid, or not a droid, a drone that goes in the water.
Yeah, it's not really the drone like you think of it, because it's a ship or a submarine kind of a drone, right?
Yeah, that's right. And they send it way down, and it's got these cool pictures of this.
So I got a question though, Kurt. This is really neat and everything else, but why would they be so after that gold and silver when they get the, you know, Federal Reserve notes are plentiful, sir?
That's right. That's what I was going to bring up. I mean, imagine how stupid that is. Do all this hard work just to get silver and gold when they could just print up all that paper money on.
Hey, I heard that. But they say it's the Holy Grail of shipwrecks because of the, they call that booty, don't they, Kurt?
That's right. That's what they... old days we'd call it the pirate.
Yeah, the new booty is a little different there now. We're not going there. All I'm telling you is that it's the what coast now? Colombian coast?
Yeah, that's what I think it is. I just don't have the story right in front of me.
So are they gonna do I don't want to call it an archaeological dig. Are they gonna somehow get the drone to fetch things, or are they gonna get people to go down there? Are they gonna try to pull it up? What's the goal? Or what's the
takeaway? They'll be doing it right now though, see what you get. Sam, is you get these different countries that say, hey, that's ours. Hey, that's ours. You know, because that's by us. Or
yeah.
That was our a ship that came from our country way back then and went down then. You know, so then you've got the, the private guys that are working hard at it. They're the ones who found it are going, hey, man, if we do all this hard work and then the you know, whatever so-called government takes it after we do it, we're not too excited about that. And so I'm sure that's one of the key things that's going on here.
Yeah, anyway, it'll be interesting to see what they're going to do with it. We'll try to keep an eye on the story, though, but there's a lot of pirates' booty down there, folks. Big, 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 big treasure, as they call it, the holy grail of shipwrecks found near Colombian coast. And the Colombians are saying, hey, that's there, that's ours, you know. The question is, whose was it? How did it get there? You know, there's a lot of historical context we could bring to the table. Fascinating, nevertheless. Now, I guess there's a bearded man, and I guess labor allows this bearded man, what is it?
Well, when you see labor in this
way, it's spelled weird, so I don't even know what that is.
L-A-B-O-U-R. You know that means it's kind of a, you know, European thing, you know, kind of English deal or whatever. So what you've got, Sam, is this this guy who they say he identifies about one day a week as a female. So they're going to let him participate in the, if I remember right, the like the women's events or something like that, because, of course, he he identifies as a woman part of the time.
Now, define part of the time, Kurt. Once
well,
a week.
It says 1X. Yeah, 1X, which means one time a week. So he just feels like maybe Wednesdays he goes like, man, I think I'm a woman today. And so then he, you know, qualifies to participate as a woman. So, you know, it's just more of the stupid.
Yeah, when I was a kid, it was like on any Sunday. It was the big old Widowmaker ride for motorcyclists going up these big mountains. It was called On Any Sunday, something like that. And now you got On Any Wednesday. It's a little different.
I mean, it's just insanity. And yet, you know, we got so-called sane individuals that go, oh, well, you know, he identifies as a woman, so we'll let him participate. You know, I mean, it's just up is down and down is up and all that kind of stuff.
Hey, if Roseanne's doing so awesome, Kurt, then why would they have the season finale?
Well, you understand how they do these things. You know, like, for example, a season is, what, 12 episodes or something like that? Well, I mean, what, a season's for the whole year, Sam. I mean, aren't there 52 weeks in a year?
Yeah, but that's why they do the season, so they can just basically, you know, promote it forever and then, you know, fleece the people and then just do this limited run. We have seasons that starts in January and ends in December.
That's true. That's right. But anyway, I just thought it was interesting that in this particular case, I guess Roseanne, on that program, I've never really seen it, but they say that it's dealing with the loss of jobs.
They say that the finale tackles health care, illegal workers taking jobs from Americans, and natural disasters. So kind of an interesting hodgepodge of trying to keep up with the discussion points of the news. And just imagine, they're all excited because they're covering three topics, Kurt. We covered like 20 topics, right?
Well, that's each day. Not these guys are doing 12 of them a year, you know. Like, wow, okay.
And we're running on a shoestring compared to these folks, too, Kurt.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Anyway, we find that very interesting. All I can tell you is the Holy Grail of shipwrecks, Donald Trump T-shirts, News Corp CEO calling for control board, cryptocracy billionaire, Argentina's money, labor allows bearded man to stand up, and I don't know what you call it, but he stands in a woman-only role. You got the Roseanne season finale. I mean, we cover all this stuff in a single hour on Liberty Roundtable Live, and next hour it gets even better. Why? We got the good Sheriff Richard Mack coming on. We got a county sheriff candidate coming on. We got Kurt Crosby and Sam Bushman all in the roundtable. Hang tight. Hour one of the can. Hour two coming up. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. Please donate to the Widow's Mite Radio Network today. If we provide value for you, please reciprocate, would you please? And we declare, we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. The only question left is, will you help? And we declare this nation shall endure.